Okay, today's daf is Maestro's daf Lama Gimel, and we are on Lama Gimel Lama Aleph on top. We started the fourth parak last time in the last year, Parak HaKovesh. This parak is all about the events that we haven't spoken about yet. We spoke about HaFarshas Truma, we spoke about Mekach, we spoke about a couple of the other Chatzer, but this Bishop that gets into Bishul. One of the other elements, events relating to cooking, and then the Brice that we saw lists off all of the events together. We saw they collected it all, and Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Remember the important Brice, Or Tovel, Mekach Tovel, Melach Toveles, right? Fire, cooking, and selling, and salting, and Truma Toveles, and Shabbos Toveles, and Chatzer Beis Hashmir Toveles. All of those on the list. And again, the Svara being, on a Derabbanan level, those are machshiv the item, all of those events, and therefore it's considered Gemar Malacha. Even though you didn't have Re'yas Pnei Bayis, the Torah tells us you have to bring it into the house, but all of these give it certain significance. And we had a machlokas about almost each one, about whether they are Koveya, even by a Davish Alo Nigmar Malacha. What if the processing, you didn't do the piling up, and it's you're still going to process it more? Are these koveya even for a davar shelo nigmar malacha? So that was a machlokas. We had a machlokas about a numerous ones. The Rambam paskin by all of them, no good. These are only koveya by a davar shenigmar malacha. That was the Rambam in Hilchah Paragimel, I think it was, in Hilchas Maestros. That's what he paskin by all of them. By all of them, the Rambam towards the beginning of Parak Gimel, the Kulan Ein Koven Ela B'Davish L'Digmer Malachto. That's the Rambam Shita by all of them. Good, and there was Machlokas we showed about some of them, but that was the Rambam. So now we'll talk about more of the details relating to some of the items on the list. So the Gemara starts off Kavash V'Shalak Shalomi Das Bailam. What happens if Kvisha, right, one of the items on the list was pickling, because pickling has the status of cooking. Pickling and shalika, which we translated as a little cooking. Sometimes a shaluk in some context means a little cooking, sometimes it means very cooked. But here, it means a little cooking, because very cooked, even non-very cooked, even regular cooked would be koveya. So what if it's a little cooked? Or maleach, all of those, pickling, salting. What if one did that with somebody else's tavua? Shalomi das bailam. Somebody pickled their friend's cucumbers without telling them. Assuming, again, vegetables drabanan, but what if somebody does something to someone else's property? Shalomi das bailam. So does that create our tevel? Is that koveil maisers if it wasn't mine? So tiflugta radi Rabbi Yochanan v'Shem ben Lakish. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because we have a machlokas that they have elsewhere when it comes to act of Gemar Malacha. So the same machlokas we think would apply here. So again, the machlokas about cooking. And we assume that this question could really be asked about any of them. Not only if you cook it, Shalomi Das Chavero. What happens if you brought it into the Chatzah, Shalomi Das Chavero? What if you sold it? How do you sell something, Shalomi Das Chavero? We'll have to see. What if all the other ones on the list as well? What if your mafish shumash lo midas chaveru? So some of these we have to see whether they're effective or not. So we'll talk about that. Does palgud hamareach kiriyos shachaver shlomi daito, like the Gemara has a machlokas? If somebody does meiruach, somebody makes the pile in the field of the friends meiruach shlomi daito. So that already meiruach is gemar malacha. On a daraisa level, gemar malacha before you have rias pnei abayas, but meiruach. If somebody does that, Rabbi Yochanan amar nitbal, Rabbi Shimon lakish amar lo nitbal, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan reish lakish, whether it's nitbal or not, whether it becomes tevel if somebody piles up neatly. Somebody else, I'm doing you a favor. I'm putting all your stuff into a nice neat pile. So does that. Is that nitbal? So we assume the same thing, the same machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish by meruach of somebody else's property would apply in the Durabanan world of if somebody does, let's say, kvisha v'shiluk, if somebody salts or pickles or cooks their friend's property. Wouldn't it be the same? So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Rabbi Yudin, you cannot compare the cases. Can't compare the cases. Why? Because by meruach, that's a machlokas because every tvua needs meruach. That's the natural state. Everybody does meruach. So there you might say that Reish Lakish says lo nitbal, and Rabbi Yochanan there says nitbal. Rabbi Yochanan would say there's nitbal because that's expected. And you could guess that nichale, the owner was fine with it, because that's what was meant to happen. Taman, efshar lo shlo lichbosh, but by the pickling, who says I wanted to pickle it? Who says I'm happy about that? So how can you say that that would be koveya litevel? I might not have been happy about that at all. So it can't be an automatic shlomi das chaveiro. That gemar malacha can't work. Look at the Mara Folda. Am Rabbi Yudin, taman efshar lo shlo yichbosh, klomar, bekovesh v'sholeik moder Rabbi Yochanan. No, Rabbi Yochanan would agree there in those cases that it's not nitbal. Deminalon shachaveir rotsu b'kach. Who says that my friend is interested in this? Shari efshar lo below tfisha. Could be that I don't want to do the kfisha. Avol meiruach kala olam osam kein. But meiruach, everybody does that. That's considered normal and natural, and everybody does that. Umistama nichale, and mistama it's nicha to him. So therefore, the rule is that you need nichus of the bialim. That's the rule. And the question is, could you ever assume that? So by meiruach, you could assume that the bialim were happy about that. By kavisha, or maybe by some of the other ones, bialim might not have been happy about that. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would not agree in that case. Of course, as most machlokos, except for three, which the Gemara in Yuvamis says, as most machlokos we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So even though the Gemara here, Rabbi Yudin said, oh, maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold it, by Kvisha Vishiluk. But let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Hilchas Maisers, Perak Gimel Halacha Zayin, Gimel Zayin, the Rambam says, Hagomer Peirosav Shel Chaveiro Shel Omidaito. Right, if that's Gomer Peirosav, so that might mean Meiruach. V'chein Hakoveya Peirosav Be'echan Minashisha Dvarim Shel Gomel Maisers Shel Omidaito. So the Rambam quotes this as an example. Right, Gemar Malacha like Meiruach v'chein, meaning he passes against his Rabbi Yudin. He thinks this is Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and there's no chilek. So Rabbi Yudin maybe was just giving a tchia that it doesn't have to be parallel. But the Rambam passes that it is parallel. Rambam says that it is by any of those items. If somebody is koveya meisers with something that's not theirs, hare elu nitvul lemeiser. It works. Is nitvul lemeiser. These items are even if they're done by a non-owner. By a non-owner. That's the Rambam. Ask the Radvaz, Ikala Medak, Bishlama Kulhu. Mishkachasla. I understand how they all work by a Davar She'eino Shalcha. Aval Hamocher Peirosav Shalcha Veiro Shalomidaito. But how do you sell somebody else's stuff? If the owner doesn't know that it's being sold, it doesn't work. How do you sell Shalomidaito? Lo Asaklum. She'eino de Mocher Davar She'eino Shalo. So how does that one work? So v'yesh lomar, that you could bring something into somebody's chutzner without their knowledge. You could cook something without their knowledge. You can't sell something without their knowledge. What about Shabbos? Shabbos is automatic. Shabbos is like, so maybe that's shlomi daito. That's shlomi das anybody. Shabbos is Shabbos. V'yesh lomar kagon she nisratze acharkach balabayis. Right, the balabayis is nisratze afterwards. You sold it without him, but then he hears about it, then he's okay with it. So is that a lamafreya, the kinyan works? Does that work by regular kinyanim? If you sell somebody and then a week later they say, oh yeah, that was fine. Right? Does that work lamafreya, or does that work bikanalaba? Either way, now it works. That's good enough. Then the Radva says, Aval Shabbos Kasha, Shari Shabbos Bemela Nechneses, Vikovas Lamaiser, Bemidaito, Be Shalom Midaito. Shabbos is clear. How can you say you do like Shalom Midaito? Shabbos is out of everybody's control. Vyeshlomer Dahachi Kamar, Hagore Peyoso Shalchaver Shalom Midaito, Vinichnes Shabbos. Right. Your Shabbos is not related to the doing Yishlomi without your friend. You were Gomer Peyrosav. You did the Miruch Shalom Midaito, and then Shabbos came. Right, because if you wouldn't have done the Gemara Malach in the first place, then Shabbos wouldn't be Koveya, as we just mentioned. That all these six events are only Koveya on a Davash and Nigmar Malach, according to the Rambam. So the Shalomi Daito part of Shabbos is the beforehand. Aval bishloach nisam labayis, shem lo ay gomer osam lo ay Shabbos Koveya osam, to call shishadvar mekoven el belavash Nigmar Malach, as we just said. So that's the Rambam. Okay, if you look in, this is amazing Bekiyus. If you look in the Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel in Yevamos, Daf Pei Gimel, he says, he lists there of actions in Halacha where the Gemara and Chazal talk about doing something to your friend's stuff. Does it work or not? Many different areas of Halacha. So he says, look at Shulchan Aruch Yaradeyas and Menchav Gimel. Im oser davar sheinu shel. What if I shech something and I have in mind avodah zara, but it's your animal? Something. I had a shechita. Shahaya b'miyad basra. Shahiya b'miyad basra. What if most of the shechita was done already? It's only the part that you don't even need to do. What's called shahiya b'miyad basra. Right? You have a psul. Shechita is rov simanim. What if you had a psul in the miyut simanim at the end of your friends? Inema deboy kavanas shechita. Ayed birki Yosef. Simen kuf samach in arachayim. If Ruvain shara pas b'mayim shal shimom in postal and tilas yadayim. We know malacha, if you do malacha in water, then apostles for netilas yadayim. What if you did malacha with somebody else's water? Birki Yosef discusses that. Look in the Rash and Kalim. This is unbelievable. The Rash and Kalim. A tanur, we know certain types of earthenware ovens are only gemar malacha if once they were heated. That hardens them in the last stage. So tanur shehu sekshel midas bailim, eina hesek osei atanur lekabel tuma. Ayin shom. Toast was a Baba Kama, whether Gazal Mishka of the Chavre. That one people are familiar with because it's in the Bavli. The Bavli and Perek Baruba. If somebody steals their friend's pillow, and then they, could they aser it? Gazal Mishka of the Chavre. I am Plukta Yerushalmi Maestras, Perek Dalin. But Mamareach Kiryo Shal Chavre Shalomi Daito. Our Yerushalmi's on the list. I am Shulti Giborim on the Mordechai. Im Ruvain could make Shimon's Kli Muksa on Shabbos. It goes from everywhere. Unbelievable. But that's the Gilyoni Ashas. And Yavam is just showing some of his Bekiyas. Whether something can work Shlomi Daita or not could be connected to a Rabbi Chanan that we quote about once a month or so, or a little bit less. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Aris in Simen Ayin Vav, where Rabbi Chanan discusses two types of halachic processes. One of the nafkaminas is whether something could work shalom idaito. One halachic process is where I am in control of the, I'm the bailim on the process, so to speak. I control the process. I have halachic sway over the process. Kiddushin and gerushin and mekachu memkar, all those. I am the oser, I am the matir. In halacha, or there are other halachic actions where I just do the physical act, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically makes the effect happen, and it's davar d'memela, and it's out of my control. Shechita. I have no control over shechita. I do the physical act, and you know whether I say I only want the shechita to be chal on Monday, and I shecht it today. You can't delay that chalos. Shechita. Right? Basar b'chalav. I pour milk into your chicken soup. You know, the most, right? That's memela. I'm not asering that. It's like, if I create that reality together, then it's memela nasar. So, Rabbi Chanan has many different nafkaminas. Could you make a shliach? Could you make it tonight? But one of the nafkaminas is, can you davar shein shalo? Right? Can you ask davar shein shalo? So, if I go over to your couch and bow down to it without doing a physical action to it, I can't aser it. I can't make it a shalav odazara. You know, the most davar shein shalo. The Gemara talks about, but maybe if I do a physical act to it, that's different, because maybe that already becomes in the other category, if I'm going to do a physical act. But, you know, this is related to some of the topics that Rabbi Yosef Engel just quoted. Some of them where I'm in control, so that I can't do that to my friend's thing, or if it's a davar d'memela, maybe it can happen. And there are other, whether you need edim, chalitza. Okay. So let's continue. So the Gemara said, what happens if you do one of these events, Shalom Idaito, Machlokos Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? And the Gemara said, maybe they don't go together, but the Rama Paskin that they do go together. So now the Gemara asks a number of Ibayas. I think four questions. Number one, Shalku Birshus HaHekdesh. What happens if there was Gemar Malacha? It was Gemar Malacha beforehand, and then meaning the Meruach occurred, and then one of these events happened Birshus HaHekdesh. So that's the question. Shalako Birshus HaHekdesh. One of the events happened Birshus HaHekdesh, and therefore it was not Kovela Maisras, because these events are not Kovela Maisras when it's Birshus HaHekdesh. But maybe then once it's redeemed, none of the other events are going to be koveya. Because once you had one of these events, which, as we said, what's the lumdis? One of these events shows significance to the item, and now it's nechsha food. But if that happened, birshus hektish, so then maybe anything else is not going to have an effect. Because it already was huchshav b'shas hektish. So that's the Gemara's first question. Again, there was Gemara Malacha before, and then somebody was Maktish. It's a Sholcho Birisus HaHektish. And you cooked it. Pida'o. And then it was redeemed. V'echnisu L'chatzer Beis HaShmir Mahu. And then you burn into a Chatzer after it wasn't Hektish anymore. So is that Koveya? Is that Koveya? That's the question. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it depends. It depends on another Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish that we had earlier. We had a Machlokas earlier once, or maybe twice, I think at least, that Reish Lakish holds that Chatzer is Koveya Midaraisa. Remember Reish Lakish Ashita, that Chatzer is an expansion of bias, and even though all the other ones are Midarabanan, Chatzer is Koveya Midaraisa. So the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, nothing happened Bishrus Chatzer, Bishrus Hektish. Right? It was cooked Bishrus Hektish, but that's not recognized on the Torah level. So according to Reish Lakish, L'chaora, the Chatzer that happens afterwards will be Koveya, because that's a Dinaraisa. All Daiti to Reish Shimon Min Lakish, Nitbal. It must be that Kenisa L'chatzer, after it becomes Shel Hedyo, will for sure work. Why? Zu Torah, Vizu Eina Torah. Right? The Chatzer is a Dinaraisa. What happened earlier, the Shiluk was not Midaraisa. So according to Reish Lakish, L'chaora, it should work. But the Mara Foldis explains, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the Gemara's mash? According to Rabbi Yochanan, where they're both on the same level, they're both Durabanan, then L'chaora, it would not be Koveya. Because once one of the six events happened, Birshus Hektish, and it was already Hukva, and it didn't work, it wasn't Hukva, because it was Birshus Hektish, so none of the other events would be Hukva. See what the Mara Foldis says on the fourth wide line. Aval Rabbi Yochanan, da'af Chatzer Beis HaShmir, in the Torah, Elabayis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and what we paskin, that they're all Durabanan, Kedis Aleel Parak Sheni, like we had earlier, Imke, Nitval, Birshus Hektish, Upoter to Hektish, it must be Hektish is Poter. Once one of these events happened, Birshus Hektish, so then it would never be Koveya the other events. So that is question one. Again, you had the Shiluk Birshus Hektish and the Chatzar afterwards. What about the opposite? Hechnisu L'Chatzar Beis HaShmir. Maybe once it was Hektish, then you brought it into the Chatzar. Birshus Hektish. Upidaya, and then it was redeemed. Vishloko. Mahu. And then you did it afterwards. So you did the Chatzar Birshus Hektish and the Shiluk afterwards. After it was Hektish anymore. Mahu. So what's the question? So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Durabanan, Durabanan. So he said before, it doesn't work. But according to Reish Lakish, now it's Doraisa, Durabanan. So maybe you should say that once the Doraisa has it versus Hektish, then for sure the thing afterwards should not. Ah, the Gemara is going to say, no, but even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, there could be a distinction, and the Shiluk could be more effective, even though it's Durabanan, than the prior Chatzar. Why? It's a Maisa Beguf Hadavar. It's not just something that you do to the item, but you actually changed it. That's what the Gemara says. Dibri I call nitbal. In this case, for sure, it would be nitbal, even according to Reish Lakish, which you're going down, so to speak. But v'chima asa maisa bereshus hektish. Kind of a rhetorical question. The chatzer, okay, that's an important event, but that's a different type of event than cooking. Right? So bein l'Reish Lakish, where you're going down, bein l'Reb Yochanan, where you're going across, they're both the Rabbanan, the Shiluk, the cooking, can be Koveya. Why? Because the Chatzar happens when Birshus Hektish, but you didn't do anything physical to the item. So there's a difference, though. This is important, because this is, even within the six events, there could be a Chiluk between them. Between Chatzar, and let's say Shabbos, I guess, would be like Chatzar, because also there's nothing physical that happens. And the other items of Truma, I don't know where you put Truma. Eish changes the item. Eish changes the item. Melech changes the item. Mekach and Chatzer and Shabbos and Truma, all of those. Truma is the closest that you're actually moving it and being mafresh it, but you're still physically not changing any of them. But cooking and Melech, those are two that you're actually doing something, Mishana Bugufadavar. So the Gemara is saying that could have more significance, that even if you did a previous one, Bishas Hektish, this done Shalom Bershus Hektish, after it's Bershus Hedyot, that would have an effect. That is question, that's question two. And we answer that it does have an effect. This reminds us, if you think about it, it's the Sugya in Melech HaShabbos, where the Rishonim speak about the malacha of Hotzah. Tosfos, in a few places in Masechet Shabbos, Tosfos on Daf Beis, Tosfos I think on Daf Tzadivav, talks about why the Masechta starts with the Malacha of Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah is Malacha number 39 on the list in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel. So it's the last Malacha. Start with Hotza'ah. Why do we start with Hotza'ah? And Hotza'ah takes up half the Masechta, but why do you start with Hotza'ah? That's Tosfos's Kasha. The first Tosfos, Hiksha Riva, the Dini Hotza'ah, Shabbos, Chayla, Lashanas, Gabi, Ovis, Malachas, Acha, Periklal, Gadol. Look, come on, put Hotza'ah later on, after the Mishnah. The Hasam Tani, Ovis, Malachas, Mem, Chasar, Achas. Tani, Hotza'ah, Labasof. Favi, Lahaskal, Kiseder, Bidvarim, the Mayri, Be'erev, Shabbos, Bibod Yom. Go in order of the Mishnah is a little bit later on. That have to do with Erev Shabbos. So why do you start with the Malachas at all? And even if you start with the Malachas, why do you start with Hotza'ah? Why do you start with Hotza'ah? That's Tosfos as Kasha. So he deals with Vetiris to Hotza'ah, Chaviva Leib Lagdume Mishum to be Mishnah Zu Shamina Kamadvarim. Maybe this Mishnah has a lot of different halachas. Hotza'ah, Hachnasa, Ani, Ashir, Akira, Hanacha, Shayim Shasu, Yadla Shalom Chashuva, Lokadal, Adal, Yadla Shalom, Ina Lokur Shasiachid. A lot of details of Hotza'ah. So we're just very excited because it's a jam packed Malacha. That's day number one in Tosfos. For Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh, that it was very common. Exactly the opposite of Bizman Hazeh. The Davar Shahove Rogel Ashas Loshanos Tchila. You do what's most common, and Hotza'ah is most common. And nowadays it's the least common. Everybody lives with an Eruv, so nobody knows that there's something Malacha called Hotza'ah. V'chein b'meseches Baba Kama, Hashor v'habar v'ma v'hever v'lo nakat k'seder aparsha. V'chein b'farish of Hay Gabi Dalet Srichin Lahodos, v'perak haroa, v'lo nakat Hashas k'seder apasik. V'od m'farish Rabbeinu Tam, d'pasach b'yitzias v'shum d'boi l'meymar l'yitzia chayit b'machto, avakav d'lo shana malabein v'chulu v'lo mavir. Mishum, the melacha gerua hi kemosha afarish. Last line of Tosfos. Hotza'ah is an inferior type of melacha. Melacha gerua, Tosfos says, and then later on Tosfos explains. What's a melacha gerua? Two Tosfos in later. The Yitzchak Hashmi'inan, Mishum de Hotza'ah melacha gerua hi. The mali moti mirushas yachal rishas arabim, mali moti mirushas yachal rishas yachid. So there are two formulations in the Rishonim about why Hotza'ah is a melacha gerua. Why is it an inferior type of melacha? And therefore you have to put it first because you wouldn't have thought it's a melacha. Because it's so inferior. So Tosfos' formulation is, you do the same physical act here, you do the same physical act there. Here I carry from my living room to my dining room, I carried, it's mutter. I carry from my living room to the street, it's usser. It's the same thing. You can't color anywhere, that's a malacha. You can't cook anywhere, that's a malacha. Right? You can't shecht anywhere, that's a malacha. Here, carrying, you carry here, but not there. That shows that it's inferior, that shows like, so that's Tosfos. That's Tosfos. And that's why you have to say every detail of Hotza'ah. You want to learn Hotza'ah, Achnasa. That's one formulation. The other formulation some Rishonim give is, Hotza'ah, there's no change in the item. There's no change in the Chefza. It's the same Chefza here, I just move it. It's the same Chefza there. So, you can't compare that. That's exactly what our Gemara says. Right? That's why, going into a Chatzer, it's like Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah Malacha Gerua. And therefore, there's not going to be, it's different than Bishul. It's different than Bishul. They're, even if Bishul is not Koveya, that's not Poter Birshus Hektish. You might say it's different. Also reminds me, besides of the Hotza'ah Malacha Gerua, there is a Yerushalmi in Shabbos, in the Sugya of Mitzvah Haba Bavera. A very graphic Lashon. I think it came up in Maseches Brachos also, this Yerushalmi. And that is, if I steal something, that's a Mitzvah Haba Bavera. I can't use that for a Mitzvah, let's say. Mitzvah Bavera, if I steal something. What if I stole matzah? If I stole matzah, I can't use that matzah gzula. Matzah gzula is Mitzvah Bavera. So I can't use it on Pesach. Shofar gazel, the Rambam says, you can use. But that's not because you didn't do anything wrong. But shofar gazel, the mitzvah is in the bakol. And the Rambam says, in bakol din gezel. Right, the mitzvah is the sound, and you didn't steal the sound. But matzah gzula. But the Yerushalmi says, what if I carried matzah, it was Shabbos Yomtif. I carried matzah from Rishus Aram to Rishus Yachid into my Rishus, and now I want to use it. Could I use it? Where it says, Amisav Avavera. And the Gemara says, yes, you could use it. You could use it. Because the Gemara has a very graphic lashon. The Gemara says, by the first case where you stole matzah, Taman Gufa Avera. It itself is Avera. Bramhacha hu Avar Avera. He did an Avera. But it doesn't last in the Chefsa. Kach ani omar, hotzi matzah b'rishus yachid b'rishus rabim, einu yotzeh b'yidei chavasa b'pesach. If you do Hotza'ah, you're not going to be yotzeh the matzah. So, of course you will. Right? So there, again, you see that you didn't change something in the Chefsa. And that's what there's omisah b'avera. You happen to actually have done something, but the Maisa, but you didn't change something in the Chefsa, that's why it's there. So those are all related to this chilek that the Gemara makes here. And question number two, that even though you had Knisa Lechatzer, Bishas Hektish, the later cooking can be Kovei al Kuliyama. Case number three, third question. Hikdisho Vishalko Lechnisu Lechatzer Beis HaShmir. When it was Hektish, you cooked it, and then you brought it into the Chatzer. All Bishos Hektish. And then Pidayayo Vishalko, Mahu. And then you redeemed it, you were poded, and then you cooked it more. Then you cooked it more, Mahu. So there, what do we say? So the Gemara assumes, Divrei Hakol Nitbal. There, because once you bring it into the Chatzer, you've undermined the previous cooking. Because once you cooked it, that was poter. But again, the second stage of Chatzer, that shows that the previous cooking in the field was not a Gemar Malacha, because you still want to do more. You want to bring it into the home. You're not snacking on it in the field. So once you did the second Chatzer, so then that removes any effect of the previous cooking. See, that was the look at the Mara fold on the bottom. Once you brought it into the Chatzer when it's still Rishos Hektish, you were Megalodas, that you don't want it to become Tevel, Gemar Malacha, through the previous Shlika, Elai De Chatzer. And now, once you did Chatzer, then you have the same question as before. You have Chatzer, which is not a Maisa B'Gufa Davar. And then you take it out, and then you're Pote it, and you have Shlika. So that again could be Tovel, could be Nitbal, the item in Kovei Elamaisris. Divrei Hakol Nitbal. Next, fourth question. What if you cooked it, Bershus Hektish? You cooked it. You cook grapes, Bershus Hektish. And then, Pidayo Vitzimko Mahu. Then you redeemed it, and then you dried them into raisins. So you see that it was not Gemar Malacha, because you didn't just want to cook it, Bershus Hektish, but you still had another stage of drying it into raisins. So if you say, cooking is tovel. Add in a few words. Bidavar shalo nigmar malacha. Right, cooking is obviously one of the six. But if you say cooking is tovel bidavar shalo nigmar malacha, so are poter. So then here too, the cooking b'shas hektish would be poter, even though you're still going to dry it into raisins. It didn't have gemar malacha yet. It would still be poter. In temar in ar tovel in ar tov poter. And if you say that cooking is not Koveya beyadavar shlo nigmar malacha, then here too, it wouldn't have worked, and therefore only the drawing is considered the gemar malacha. Rabbi Yirmiya Boy, next question. Tigno besadimau. What if you fry something in the field? So is that question is a question in the Mefarshim. What exactly does that mean? Is frying called cooking? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You fry something in a frying pan with oil. So belokach in our tovel. So forget the oil. Isn't cooking? If you're heating it, isn't that already, you know, a kviya? That's one of the six. So what's the question about shemen? So the Gemara says, ilu efshar d'lo meten gabe mashach. If it's possible not to put oil under it, boy, Havi, that's my question. What does that mean? And the way the Mara Fold understands it, it must be by all of the items. All cooking. If you cook something that you didn't need the cooking, that's the question. Right? Something that could be eaten raw. Right? That's what it means by if you didn't eat the oil. Anything that could be eaten raw, is that called cooking? So we know in other areas of halacha, I don't know, by bishalakum. Bishalakum, one of that teir davarish nechal kamoshu chai. So that's not cool. That's not the rabbanon didn't ask. So that means the rabbanon, because we didn't really need you. I could have eaten it, you know, without the cooking. So here too, I could have eaten this without the cooking. So maybe that's not called gemar malacha midir rabbanon. That's not kviya. That's not being machshavik, because it's already hokshav. It's already able to be in raw. No answer to that question. Reb Yosi bar b'shem Kahana. Amar Reb Yona. Tani Reb Chalafta ben Shaul. Asa Hesiv basada. What if you, right, what do we say? We said you're allowed to snack in the field. A snack in the field, but you can't have a sudas kev in the field. Says the Gemara, if you did haseba in the olden days, that's how they ate in formal ways, they leaned. So says the Gemara, if you did haseba tovel, that's already considered achilas kev. Im lo hesiv eino tovel. But if you didn't do haseba, you just ate on the run, so then that's not tovel. The Gemara says, in hu mesiv shu tovel. What does it mean haseba? It doesn't just mean physically leaning. It means called hesef sheishbo yain. Got to have wine, right? All those mishnayos in brachas, the first wine, the second wine, the wine pre the meal, the wine during the meal. So leaning with wine makes something into us at achilas kefa. Katzav lehesef lo hesef. What if you got ready? You were planning to have this whole haseba with the wine. You were about to have this whole big meal, and then something happened and you didn't do it. has the food already been nikvah? Right? You were planning to do it. We might use Lashon of Chazal elsewhere. Hazmana milsahi? Right? Do we say that preparing something to do something, but the status? The Gemara talks about Hazmana by Beis HaKiseh and Hazmana by Beis HaKnesses. If you prepare something for use, right? Do we say it already gets the significance to here on a Derabbanan level? Right? Do we say because you were going to eat a keva, let's say you then decide to eat it at Rai, is that already nikva? Again, no answer given. That's how the Ras Yerlio asks. Look at the left side. Bahi. Mi amrinan, kiva delo hesiv labasof, ochel man arai. You were mesiv labasof, so you can still eat arai. O dilma, kiva damar lahaisa, but he shayt the tavel. Or do you say no? Once it was, you label it like that, you already formulated it in your mind as significant food, and therefore that's done. No answer. Tani, says the Tosefta, hashuma shechlayim bachardo, sheshachan masada nitvelu. All these items, garlic and mustard, if you crush them up in oil in the field, if you crushed them up, so then a nitzbelu, that becomes, tevel, because that's the gemar malacha, even though you're in the field. That's a gemar malacha, similar to meruach, similar to any of the others. That's a gemar malacha. So ad kedun bishum shel tevel shel shaku b'shem shel chulin. So I understand this is, if you have all of these items of tevel, tevel means, it, right, you didn't tithe it yet, and you crushed it into chulin oil, which is oil that's already fully, you know, tithed. So, because the ikur is the shum, the shechlayim, and the chardal. So, you know, this mixture is tevel, and you have to take off maisrus. What about the opposite, though? Shum shel chulin shechaku b'shem shel tevel. What about the opposite? What if the oil is what has been hukfal maiser, but the shum has already been, you know, tithed? So this whole mixture, so you might say the oil just becomes part of the shum in the shechlayim and it loses its identity and the whole thing is mutter, right? It's like chulin now. So this is like an ikker v'tafel question. Do you say that if you have the ikker that's already fully tithed and the other one is just another ingredient, right? Do we say that that is hukfa and you have to take off maisrus from that? So that's an unanswered question. One last point. Reb Zeira, Reb Chia, Bar Ashi, B'shem Rav. Eshkol shesachtu lakos nitpal. If you squeeze grapes into a cup, that's called what? Machlokas in the Mefarshim. We'll go with the Mara Folda. That's an Achilas Keva. Some say this means that's the Gemar Malacha, but the Mara Folda says that's Achilas Keva. Therefore, you're going to squeeze it into the cup. That's wine that you're going to put into a vat, fine. But wine that you're going to put into a cup, that's Achilas Keva. Letamchoy, but if you're just going to put it in like a huge platter, that's going to be, not you don't drink from it, then lo nitbal, that's not an Achilas Keva. That would be snacking if you just take it outside in a cup. That's not as formal. Period. Okay, Hamakapi brings us back to the end of the Mishnah. We'll stop there, but Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Meister Staff Lamed Aleph.